Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. All territories weren't happy about being a part of the United States. One wanted to become an independent country. We'll see how the United States responded to that idea.
What do successful farmers and ranchers say about Montana Livestock Ag Credit? They enjoy savings from cheap interest rates, exceptional customer service, and quick turnaround on loan requests. You do have a financial alternative, and it's Montana Livestock Ag Credit, where we keep your business confidential. Call myself, Chance Merrill, at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out at ag-credit.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Because of religious persecution, Brigham Young and his Mormon believers left the Midwest and settled in the Utah Territory. In order to make sure they would no longer suffer at the hands of Gentiles, he decided to make Utah an independent nation. But the United States wasn't about to let that happen. So in 1857, President James Buchanan sent 2,500 troops to Salt Lake City. The object was to support the new non-Mormon governor, Alfred Cummings. However, there were two problems. The first was that Brigham Young didn't trust the government. The second, President Buchanan didn't fully inform Brigham Young of his intentions. With the impending invasion, rumors flourished. One was that it was not an army coming, but a civilian mob similar to the one that chased them out of Illinois and Missouri. Young chose a scorched earth policy as defense. All of the area east of Salt Lake City was burned. The army had to spend a cold winter in the burnt rubble of Fort Bridger. By spring, Young was ready for peace, but he was still distrustful of the government. Therefore, he ordered the 30,000 residents of Salt Lake City to leave. When the new governor arrived in Salt Lake City on April 12, 1858, the town was deserted. Young relinquished the governorship and all his duties. Cummings, in turn, gave all Utah residents a blanket pardon for any involvement in the conflict. Gradually, the refugees began returning to their homes. But tensions between the Mormons and the federal government continued for years.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.